Amateur Radio Newsline Report Number 2545, with a release date of Friday, August 7th, 2026. To follow in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The following is a QST, a historic space station contact for students in Nairobi, Kenya. Brazil's hams honor a priest who was a radio pioneer. And a 10-year-old girl in Indonesia becomes a DX champion. All this and more as Amateur Radio Newsline Report number 2545 comes your way right now.
From around the world, this is Newsline, Amateur Radio's first independent on-the-air news and bulletin service. Now reporting from Charleston, West Virginia, here's Jim Dameron, NATMW.
Our top story is the historic first contact between amateur radio on the International Space Station and the African nation of Kenya. Kevin Trotman, N5PRE, brings us up to date.
The voice from space belonged to astronaut Sophie Adno, KJ5LTN, using the call sign OR4ISS. Back here on Earth, the voices were those of students at a school in Nairobi, Kenya, selected earlier this year to be the first in an African country to participate in amateur radio on the International Space Station. It was hosted by the Kenya Space Agency on the 5th of August with the help of a telebridge via ON4ISS in Belgium. The students posed 11 questions, ranging over a variety of topics. The event was a big moment, not just for the students, but Kenya's relatively young space agency, established in 2017, to advance that nation's agenda for using space technology to boost socioeconomic development. To view the QSO, visit the links to the Kenya Space Agency's YouTube channel in the text version of this week's newscast at arnewsline.org. This is Kevin Trotman, N5PRE.
Amateur radio station PR2LL went on the air late last month in Sao Paulo, Brazil, a fitting tribute to a radio pioneer who was both a man of God and a man of science. We hear more details from Jeremy Boot, G4NJH.
Even as Guglielmo Marconi was busy making headlines with his early experiments in radio telegraphy, a Brazilian priest named Father Roberto Landel de Moura held fast to his belief in the power of radio telephony, the wireless transmission of the human voice. The priest's successful work advanced wireless communications at the turn of the 20th century. On the 25th of July, hams in his native Brazil celebrated his legacy with the inauguration of the Landel de Moura Memorial and its permanent on-site amateur radio station. The Radio Shack installation was the work of many members of the São Paulo chapter of the Liga de Amadores Brasileiros de Rádio Missão, Brazil's amateur radio society. It's located inside a carefully curated memorial conceived and maintained by the priest's great-grandnephew, Silvio Landel de Moura. It contains an array of educational displays of his inventions, patents, and other scientific accomplishments. The memorial's ham radio curator is Edson, PY2FWM, a member of Labre, São Paulo. On inauguration day, the priest's unwavering vision of radio telephony and all its possibilities was evident. The ham's QSOs included a 40-meter contact with Father Casimiro, PY5ZHP in Curitiba, southern Brazil, and a chat with Peter, KP2US, the donor of the station's equipment, who was contacted in Florida using DMR. This is Jeremy Boot, G4NJH.
To learn more about the memorial and to have a look inside, visit the website, which is bilingual. The link appears in the text version of this week's newscast at arnewsline.org. For the first time, a school for the deaf in Pakistan has received emergency radio training thanks to amateur radio. Jim Meachin, ZL2BHF, has those details.
The training session conducted in late July was a first for the Pakistan Amateur Radio Society. Although the National Ham Radio Organization fulfills its role frequently at universities by giving instruction in emergency communications and preparedness, this workshop was different. The instructor, Asad Ullah Mawat, AP2 AUM worked with managers, administrators and other team members at a social services group known as Deaf Reach, which assists deaf and hearing impaired children and adults throughout Pakistan. Asad, the Ham Society's vice president, told Newsline that the training combined classroom instruction with practical demonstrations that included the setup of an off-grid solar-powered communications network. The lessons were designed to help those at school coordinate their emergency communications and make vital decisions during a crisis. Asad told Newsline that because 10 of the 90 participants were deaf, training was also given in Morse code through the use of lights, something that he said really sparked interest during the workshop. He said that there are plans to provide training to the students. Deaf Reach was established in 1989 as an educational and vocational program of the charitable organization, the Family Educational Services Foundation. This is Jim Meacham, ZL2BHF.
And we add this note that Asad told Newsline that he attributed much of the success of the workshop to Ali Raza, a shortwave listener who's a member of the Pakistan Amateur Radio Society. He said Ali arranged for all the material and equipment to be available and was present throughout the program. A 10-year-old girl in Indonesia who received her amateur radio license in July of 2024 has been declared the world youth champion among operators 14 and younger who participated in the CQDX Marathon program. Jason Daniels, VK2LAW, has the details.
Announcing the championship achievement of Nala Ayla Varisha, Yankee Delta 1 November Alpha Victor, the administrators of the CQDX Marathon program said, quote, "Her accomplishment demonstrates that age is no barrier to success in amateur radio and international DXing," end quote. Nala, who is 10 years old, is being recognized for her achievements throughout 2025, in which she worked the most DXCC entities and CQ zones during the 12-month period. She will receive a Youth Winner plaque, which is being sponsored by Anne, Whiskey Alpha 1 Sierra, of the Young Ladies Radio League. This award to an especially young operator is one of numerous awards conferred during this annual operating event. The committee said that it hoped that Nala's accomplishment would inspire other youngsters. This is Jason Daniels, VK2LAW.
We at Newsline offer our congratulations to Radio DARC, the weekly news program produced by Germany's National Amateur Radio Society. Radio DARC has released show number 600. Listeners throughout Europe and the Middle East are able to hear the music and news broadcast via the program's primary distribution medium, good old-fashioned shortwave broadcast AM, transmitted out of England and Germany. The show can also be heard on local FM or DAB Plus stations, as well as by way of podcast. Time for you to identify your station. We are the Amateur Radio Newsline, heard on bulletin stations around the world, including the KJ3LR repeater in Bradenton, Florida, at 10 p.m. local time on Fridays. The OMIC Amateur Radio Association will be meeting on Saturdays on both Echolink and Zoom to continue the group's initiative to build connections with historically black college and universities throughout the United States. The weekly sessions will be at 1800 UTC, which is 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Guests are encouraged to attend to help OMIC fulfill its commitment to the campuses, faculty, students, and friends, and to support amateur radio and STEM activities on the various campuses. Hams can check in by way of the Echolink conference at node 996305. Guests who are not yet licensed amateurs can check into Zoom using the room number and passcode that appears in the text version of this week's newscast script at arnewsline.org. In its latest filing with the U.S. Federal Communications Commission, Amazon has become the latest company hoping to join the field of providers offering direct-to-device smartphone services. Kent Peterson, KC0DGY, brings us up to date.
Using a constellation of more than 5,000 low-Earth orbit satellites, Amazon is looking to provide global mobile network services delivering direct-to-device connection via the Globalstar spectrum. The company has filed an application with the FCC seeking approval for use of spectrum bands at 1.6 and 2.4 GHz for mobile phones and the Internet of Things devices. Satellite tracking, control, telemetry, as well as links to gateways would be provided by the Ka and V-band spectrum. The filing on July 24th was being made on behalf of what is called the Amazon LEO D2D system, and has a primary purpose of filling in gaps in areas where terrestrial coverage does not exist. In a deal announced in April and expected to close in 2027, Amazon will be acquiring Globalstar for $11 billion. In the U.S., the U.K., and Europe, increasing numbers of providers are rolling out direct-to-device capability. Carriers currently covering the U.S. include Verizon and T-Mobile. This is Kent Peterson, KC0DGY.
The de-expedition to Tokelau has been given access to the island territory this November from the government, as we hear from Jim Meachins at L2BHF.
The Tokelau de-expedition team has received the necessary written permission to bring the team to the New Zealand Island Territory in November. The Perseverance DX Group and the Western Washington DX Club made the announcement in late July, saying that plans are going forward for the 14-day activation on the atoll, where the operators will be on the HF bands using CW, SSB, RTTY and FT8 in Foxhound mode. This will be the first de-expedition to Tokelau since the ZK-3A activation in 2019. Organisers said they are now coordinating with the government to handle the logistics for sleep and meal accommodation as well as their operating location. A call sign has not yet been announced. Tokelau is about 480 kilometres or 300 miles north of Samoa. This is Jim Meacham, ZL2BHF.
In the world of DX, the team of operators with the call sign C37EME is using EME to make QSOs from the Principality of Andorra through to August 10th. Lance W7GJ will be on a 6-meter EME de-expedition using the call sign H44GJ from Lola Island, IOTA number OC149 in the Solomon Islands from the 28th of August through to the 11th of September. He'll be monitoring 50.313 and using FT8 occasionally. Listen for Eric, K9GY, using the call sign C6AYM from Eleuthera, IOTA number NA001 in the Bahamas, through to the 10th of August. Eric is using CW on 80 through 6 meters and will be active in the CW portion of the WAEDX contest on the 8th and 9th of August. Jacek SP5APW will be using the call sign 3W9C from Han Sunhan Rai, IOTA number AS128 in Vietnam, from the 4th through to the 12th of September. He'll be using SSB and FT8 on 20, 15, and 10 meters, but his primary operation will be on 6 meters. For additional operating information about these stations or their QSL details, visit QRZ.com. There are few amateur radio experiences that are higher than even a soda summit in the Austrian Alps. And the youthful participants in the recent Youngsters on the Air camp in Region 1 got to experience both, as we hear from Dave Lee, M9TLB.
By bus, by hiking, and even by cable car, young campers representing 29 countries enjoyed a view from the Austrian Alps and a taste of activating Summits on the Air on the 31st of July, after almost a full week of a Youngsters on the Air camp. They field-tested the QRP rigs they had built in a workshop, and they simply took in the panorama some 2,000 metres above sea level. Although they found the vistas breathtaking, the highest altitude experience during their week at the camp was already behind them. 2 days earlier, the 94 campers made contact with astronaut Sophie Adonat, KJ5LTN, aboard the International Space Station with the help of VK1 ISS Telebridge Station in Australia. Their camp stay included a visit from another prominent figure, this time back home on Earth. Hans Summers, G0UPL, founder of QRP Labs, spent time guiding the campers in a workshop where they built his company's QMX Plus transceivers. Campers spent their final day fox hunting in search of 5 hidden transmitters with the help of the Austrian ARDF team. Perhaps too, with a week full of Yota behind them, the campers also found something else, a bigger place in the world of amateur radio. This is Dave Lee, M9TLB.
With thanks to Asad Olamarwat, AP2AUM, Amateur Radio Daily, Amazon, AMSAT News, ARIS, ARRL, Bill, PY2BIL, CNET, CQDX Marathon Award, David Behar, K7DB, DefReach, 425DX News, Jesse Alexander, WB2IFS, Kenya Space Agency, Landell Demora Website, OK2YLQ Blog, QRZ.com, shortwaveradio.de, Space News, Tokelau D-Expedition Team, Wireless Institute of Australia, Youngsters on the Air. And you, our listeners, that's all from the Amateur Radio Newsline. We remind listeners that Amateur Radio Newsline is an all-volunteer nonprofit organization that incurs expenses for its continued operation. If you wish to support us, please visit our website at arnewsline.org. And know we appreciate you all. We also remind listeners that if you like our newscast, please leave us a 5-star rating wherever you subscribe to us. For now, with Karen Eve Murray, KD2GUT, at the news desk in New York, and our news team worldwide, I'm Jim Dameron, NATMW in Charleston, West Virginia, saying 73. As always, we thank you for listening. Amateur Radio Newsline is copyright 2026. Amateur Radio Newsline retains ownership of its material even when retransmitted elsewhere. All rights are reserved.